I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error. Go stronger.
Reporting for duty, sir, Blue Collar Catholic Radio. This is the day when we have to deliver not only a defeat, but also a rebuke of socialism, of left-wing radicalism, of this party that's trying to defund our police, reshape our courts, destroy our economy, open our borders, initiate socialism and globalism. As Catholics, let's take back our country and... let's remember that we don't want to enter into a time of darkness. A Catholic cannot vote for socialism or be a socialist. And that's the option that we have here, Terry. Liberty, freedom, or socialism. Terry,
Jesse,
are you on duty?
I'm reporting for duty, sir. And I got to tell you, it's our time in America to stand up to be counted. We have to vote not only for yourself, but for all our brothers and sisters around the world, Jesse. This is going to affect that. This election is the most important of our lifetime, and that's true of all the world. Today, November 3rd, decides the future of the planet, not only for America.
Yeah.
Take a stand for life, for family, and for faith. Find your polling place and vote pro-life. That's the message we've been giving. Well, today, Jesse, this is right up your alley. A lot of things that we're going to be talking about. Number one, the lawyers are preparing for a long Trump-Biden fight in Pennsylvania after the election. Great interview, great article. Also, Trump resistance plans to mass mobilization after the election to shut down the country if Biden doesn't. Okay, and another one, Trump rally, nuns say it is their joyful duty to support anti-abortion President Trump, and I love that. And Jesse, one more little good thing I got to throw in. I'm not much of a hockey guy, but there's a legend out there. His name is Bobby Orr. And this guy, he did this. He said, Trump is the kind of teammate I want. Join me in supporting him. He took a full-page advertisement in the New Hampshire newspaper saying that Trump is the kind of teammate I would want. And I understand that particular state is pretty liberal, Jesse, let's be honest. But the very fact that he put his name on that tells me he's not afraid to speak and to pay the price for speaking for the truth. And again, this is what I'm asking everybody to do today is get out and vote your Catholic faith. So this is going to be a high information show today, Jess.
But yeah, before Terry, there's also a famous UFC fighter. Forget his name, but he's also he's the Cuban guy.
Oh yeah, I've seen him.
He's voting for President Trump. He's saying, hey. You Americans have no idea what you guys have here. I'm from Cuba, and I'm telling you right now, this is the right guy to run this country. His name's Jorge Masvidal.
Yeah, I saw him. George, I saw him on YouTube. I thought, wow, he's telling it like it is. Jesse, but before we get to all these politics, we get to the Word of God, because that is our highest level here of what we were here for, to get to heaven. And it's the Word of God that gives us consolation, direction in our life. So if you could be so good, Jess, to share that Word of God.
I think the best Word of God I could share today is Psalm 91.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scripture where we pray for God's protection. And whatever happens, we want God's protection tonight from senseless violence from the leftist radical mobs out there. And so let's pray Psalm 91, and you can hear all the words in Psalm 91 are actually exorcism prayers that are used by the Jews, and they call for God's protection upon us and our country. Here it goes, name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, who abides in the shadow of the Almighty, by the way, the theology of what's the shadow of the Almighty, the church fathers say that's underneath the cross of Christ.
Amen.
So that phrase... abides in the shadow of the Almighty. Catholic interpretation is that's underneath the cross of Christ. Verse 2, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Notice, Catholics, politics is not our refuge and our fortress.
Nope.
It's a vehicle that we use.
Yep.
Our refuge and fortress is God. Verse 3, for he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. COVID-19. Let's trust in God. He can deliver us through COVID-19 and anything else. Verse 4, He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. Once again, the Catholic fathers of the church say that under His wings, that means under the cross. Find some time today to go to an adoration chapel. Amen. And pray that Catholics vote pro-life. Verse 5, you will not fear the terror of the night. Think about Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Occupy Wall Street. Nor the arrow that flies by day. Nor the pestilence, COVID-19, that stalks in darkness. Nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side. Mm-hmm. 10,000 at your right hand. But it will not come near you.
Wow.
Notice how particular God is, how precise He is with your protection when you call upon His name. He says, thousands of people will drop dead around you, but if you call upon My name and hide under the shadow of My wings, under the cross, I'm going to protect you in particular, like those six Jesuits that had that survived the Nagasaki, the little boy atom bomb that got dropped on Nagasaki. Everything was wiped out for 100 miles, Terry, except six Jesuits
playing
the rosary.
Yeah, they lived the Fatima message. That's what they did.
Verse 8.
Yep.
God says, you will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. What does that mean? We're going to see one day.
Yeah.
At the general judgment, we're going to see what God is going to do to all the damned. The elect are going to see. So let's pray that we die in a state of grace. You're not part of the damned. Because we're going to get to see what God does to them at the general judgment. Verse 9, because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your habitation, no evil shall befall you, no scourge come near your tent. That's what we as Catholics should be praying, the St. Michael the Archangel prayer every morning and every evening. And also the guardian angel prayer, because look at verse 11, for He will give His angels charge of you to guard you in all your ways. Call your guardian angels in the morning and in the evening and throughout the day. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. What does that mean? That means that we're going to have power over demons and temptation. Verse 14, God says, because He cleaves to Me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows My name. I hope you know the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because if you do, He will protect you and deliver you. Verse 15, when He calls to Me, I will answer Him. I will be with Him in trouble. I will rescue Him and honor Him. With long life, I will satisfy Him and show Him My salvation. Brothers and sisters in Christ, pray Psalm 91 today in the afternoon and pray it once again in the evening. Terry.
Great advice, Jesse. And just so you know, everyone, we have adoration here at the Sacred Heart Chapel in Covina starting at 2:00 this afternoon, and we'll go until we're done. And I'd like to invite you to come and pray. I'll be there praying also. Jess, good catechesis on that. Hey, I want to bring in the smartest guy in the room right now if I can. That's Fulton J. Sheen. Let's see if my engineer can get that. Yep, the train is on time. Thank you. Full Sheen ahead. And this is common sense, that what Fulton Sheen is saying, but think about this. As the eye was made for seeing and the ear for hearing, so the mind was made for truth. As the stomach was made for digestion, the heart was made for pumping, the blood, so the will, our will, was made for goodness and for love. And Jesse, when I read this, I was thinking about people who are unhappy in this world. And I think about, you know, aligning our will with God's will. If we do things our way, I always sing that song in hell. They sing it this way. I did it my way. But the song we sing in heaven is I did it His will. So His way. So here's the point. Get your will to be in accordance with God's will, and you will have peace and you'll have happiness. Because when you do it your way, that's when you have problems. So Fulton Sheen, just using common sense, the eyes, the ears, the heart, all made for a purpose, and our will was made for God.
That's right. And Terry, also, as Catholics, just don't put your faith in man. Put your faith in
Amen.
God.
Amen.
And don't be panicking and saying, oh, the exit polls.
Yeah.
You know, Terry, Father Frank Pavone says this.
Tell me.
the dynamics on the ground are very much in our favor. He says the Trump campaign have in operation today the largest get out the vote mechanism in American political history.
Awesome.
With 2.5 million volunteers and over 158 million voter contacts, probably much larger by the time you read this, this far surpasses anything that they or Biden's campaign have done in the past.
Good. So
again, don't walk around in fear. Walk around in faith. Pray Psalm 91 and this afternoon and pray it again this evening. And remember to pray your rosary today as well and the divine mercy. We've got to be firing off prayer, storming heaven with prayer the rest of the day.
All eight cylinders, as they say. Hey, Jess, we've got a conference coming up Saturday. What Every Catholic Needs to Know. It's a virtual conference. If you haven't signed up, folks, call 877-526-2151. What is it? What Every Catholic Needs to Know about the Bible, Scott Hahn, and much more. What Every Catholic Needs to Know about Mary. What Every Catholic Needs to Know about the Pope. And my favorite one, What Every Catholic Needs to Know About Hell. People like Scott Hahn, Tim Staples, Steve Ray, Father Bill Casey, Dr. Brent Petrie, Dr. Michael Barber, Kimberly Hahn, so many more. This is going to be a great conference. What did Henry Newman say? He said the worst thing in the Catholic Church is the ignorant laity. You need high information Catholics, and What Every Catholic Needs to Know series will help you be a high information Catholic. So join us on this Saturday here on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. When we come back, we'll continue to hopefully inspire you. Yeah, like what Jesse just did with the Word of God. If that doesn't inspire you, man, I don't know if you're breathing. Here on the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio, we're going to talk about the lawyers preparing for a long Trump-Biden fight in Pennsylvania after the election. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back.
We got Ernesto from Long Beach.
You know, I just wanted to comment, you know, and I just wanted to thank you guys. And I kind of wanted to encourage people that are listening, maybe that are not donating, you know, because honestly, I got to be honest. I used to think you guys were a little
too over the top,
you know?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. You
That's
know,
right.
If God gave us a lot, you know, and I have the blessing of listening to all this, I just want to call all the people. You know, I've got five kids, you know, and I don't make a lot of money, and I'm still donating to you guys.
God bless you, brother. You're amazing.
We have to do this. We have to do the extra. And it's not even the extra. People see it like it's extra. Kneeling for communion, saying your rosary, saying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It is not extra. It's what the church tells us to do.
Amen. You're a good man, brother.
29 years old. Five kids, and I thank you guys. But everybody else, man, get on fire. Fight for the truth, man. I know what I'm telling you guys. There's
I
so
love
many
it.
Out there.
Our nation is too full of those that are crying down. Down with the police. Down with the churches. Down with teachers. Down with government. Can you build anything down? You cannot. Certainly time in our nation to change our words. And let's begin now to use the word up. Up from all of this filth. Up from this violence. Up from this indifference of courts. Up. Up to the hid battlements of eternity. Up. Up to God.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. I just got word that Steve Ray, CatholicConvert.com, is on the line. He's Skyping in right now. He's going to join in on our conversation. I got to tell you, Jess, after 25 years of working with Steve Ray and yourself, I can't think of another guy who would like to come in. What I like about Steve, right, is, Jesse, is he has been very clear on everything he teaches. He doesn't, he's not ambiguous about anything. You ask Steve Ray a question on the faith, he'll give you an answer. Mr. Engineer, let me know when he pops in. But Jess, one more point about the election. This is our time. It looks like Mr. Ray's on. Is that correct?
Steve Ray. Who's Mr. Ray?
I'm so formal. Sorry, Steve Ray, I was just bragging about you, brother, about being straight talk Catholicism. I see you as a guy, you ask a question and you give an answer. Steve, I just said
I learned that from you and Jesse.
Yeah, well, that's why you fit really well. I mentioned it's time for America to stand up to be counted for, especially us Catholics, and stop being quiet. Can you say something about people who need to speak up right now for life? Give me your thoughts about this election.
Well, I think that we've been quiet way too long. We are we tend to be nice people. We tend to be conservative. We tend to keep our thoughts to ourselves. And actually, it goes the other way sometimes. I have a very good priest that I'm really good friends with, and he says he gets 10 criticisms to every one compliment.
What?
In other words, people are so much more ready to be critical,
yeah,
and to say what they don't like than they're willing to praise and to say what they do like. I think that we as Catholics, we ought to start being much more honest about what's wrong and confronting it, but we also ought to start being much more quick to compliment people who do the good things. When a priest gives a good homily, go up and compliment him, put your arm around him, invite him over for dinner, let him know you approve. Because I think many priests are afraid to say things because they get criticized, they get hammered for things. But we Catholics have been way too quiet for too long. We say, what would Jesus do? Well, Jesus is nice. Jesus wasn't nice all the time, and according to our definition of nice, he made a whip and he went into the temple courtyard and was whipping people, tipping tables over. That was very rude. And he says he attacks the Pharisees and said, you whitewashed sepulchers full of dead men's bones. That wasn't very nice, but it was honest.
Yeah.
And I think we should start being much more honest and much more vocal in our culture. And we get cowed. We get kicked around and we said, you can't bring your religion. There's a separation of church and state. Keep your religion in your home. Keep it in your head. Keep it in your church. Well, frankly, the founders of our country expected us to bring our religion into the government. They said that the only way our democratic republic could work is if it is run by a religious people,
amen,
a righteous religious people. And we have allowed the left and the liberals and the crazy people in our country, the Marxists and the socialists, to push us into a corner. Well, I catch wild animals here, Terry and,
yep,
Jesse, because I live out in the country and they mess up our house and our gardens and everything else. When you catch a raccoon and push him into a corner, he gets pretty nasty. And I think we Catholics have been pushed into a corner, and it's about time that we start to fight back.
Why don't you really tell me what you think, Steve?
Yeah, I'm probably offending Jesse here.
Yeah, I can tell.
I know Jesse's a very calm kind of,
yeah,
a guy.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
no, that's what I really think we ought to do, is we ought to start standing up and being much more vocal and much more forceful about what we believe and letting people know, and quit being so shy.
Got it.
That's,
Jeff,
right. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I was pretty shy the other yesterday, Steve. I did the opening prayer for the Trump rally here in
Scottsdale,
Arizona.
Good
last
for
week,
you.
Last week I did the opening prayer. I mean, there's thousands of people there, Protestants, Mormons, hardly, you know, probably Catholics, I'm guessing. I did the opening prayer at Goodyear, Arizona, and Tucson, Arizona, for the Trump rally. So I guess I'm kind of shy about who I'm voting,
yeah,
for. I actually wrote a book. It's a 10 bestsellers called A Catholic Vote for Trump. So I guess I've been kind of quiet, like a church mouse, and all this during all this.
Let me ask you two gentlemen right now. We're on, you know, the November 3rd. The election is being determined today. From everybody, the last votes should come in today. What's your take, Steve Ray? Do you think that there are a lot of people who would not publicly say that they're for Trump, but they're going to vote for Trump? And do you think that Trump's going to win, or do you think Biden will win? What's your take?
First of all, I think it's going to be a landslide for Trump. You don't see the enthusiasm that Jesse experienced,
right,
at those rallies. And my son Jesse was in Kenosha, Wisconsin, with a bunch of my grandkids last night.
Good.
And with the enthusiasm that you see out there. And just for example, I think it was Kenosha, 40% of the people there were Democrats. 16% had not voted ever before.
Wow.
And this is when you, and 75% of those people had not yet voted. They're voting today.
Good.
So when you take a look at that, the early voting is usually way Democratic. But in this case, it's pretty much equal around the country.
Right.
Republicans have gone out and vote too. But we all know that Republicans are the ones that go out and vote on the day of election. My brother was at a polling thing today with a pretty long line, and everybody is very quiet. Well, my brother's never quiet. He says, boy, you folks sure are quiet. How come all of you are so quiet while you're in line? And they didn't want to say anything. And he says, you know, these are all Republican voters, Dad. They're all in line. I mean, my brother said that to me, Steve. He said, but they were all afraid. They're afraid to say anything. When people call and say polls, are you for Biden? Most of us just hang up the phone. I've not Correct. Talked to any pollsters. Yep. And I know I've gotten 100 calls on my cell phone. I don't answer Yep. those. And we're not going to, and I don't have a sign out in front of my house because I live in Black Lives Matter territory up here near Ann Arbor, Michigan, and Ypsilanti. And I know what happens to people that put a, I have an American flag, though. That's my Trump sign because yep. you don't find other, but I'm not going to do that because I don't want to cause extra trouble. And I know there's going to be a lot of trouble after the election when Trump wins. There's going to be mass chaos in our cities going to happen. But we Catholics and we those who vote. And by the way, I'm not a registered Republican. I'm an independent. I vote for what's right. I'm not going to vote for any party. I don't lock myself into a party. I'm not a Pharisee or a Sadducee. I am an American Catholic. And I'm going to look at the candidates and I'm going to decide which ones follow more closely the Catholic principles of human life and dignity. And those are the ones I'm going to vote for. Now, there's a lot of squirrely bishops and priests out there right now who are trying to act like all the issues are equal and that anybody who votes for life is a one issue voter. And they are giving cover. They're giving cover to those who may not like Trump's hairstyle or the way he talks or tweets. And he's giving they're giving him these Catholics cover or a smokescreen so they can vote Democrat and still maintain a clear conscience. And those bishops and priests should be ashamed of themselves. I put one up on my blog the other day. He's well known, just became a bishop out in California.
Right.
And I think you know who he is.
Of
he's
course.
Got a big
I'm sorry, Steve. I'm Bishop Barron. I read your article. You did it with clarity and charity. Bishop Barron, for those people who don't know what happened, go ahead, Steve, tell us. Go ahead.
He wrote an article, and he did mention, buried in the middle of it, that the issue of that the church has taught, that pro-life issues and religious freedom issues and so on are, and family are the priorities. But then he went on to waffle left and right. And by the time you're done reading his article, you have no idea how to vote. And Catholics could walk away from his article and feel good about voting either way. That should be shamed.
I agree.
Yeah,
and that's why I wrote the article on my blog, CatholicConvert.com, and there's other articles and other people who agreed with me as well. CatholicConvert.com, and you can read that article I wrote.
Jesse, your thoughts?
That's why I tell people, it's unfortunate, but if you get a voting guide from the establishment right now in the Catholic Church, you're going to read it and you're going to say, wow, I don't know how to vote. Now I'm even more confused than before I read the document. That's why it's better to get voting guides from faithful Catholic apostolates, and there's several out there that give you the nuts and bolts, the negotiable, the non-negotiable,
right.
what we call the intrinsically evil issues versus the policy issues. I just, at this point, I'm just telling people, no, don't get the voting guide from the establishment church. It's confusing. It kind of spills into the seamless garment. It's all the same. Get a voting guide from a faithful lay Catholic apostolate. It is black and white, and this way you're not confused.
And I'll name a couple of them. Catholic Answers, Human Life International, Priests for Life, just
Church
to name
Militant.
Three. Church Militant.
Ascension Press
has got
a good one
called
Clear Conscience.
That's
a
right.
very good
Excellent.
One.
Okay.
Yep. All that's good.
You know, it's too bad. Isn't it too bad, Jesse, when you have to recommend people not buy the establishment ones from the church? When they took the vote to have among the bishops, when they took the vote to say that abortion was the preeminent issue, the issues of life and family were the preeminent issue, 68 bishops voted against that. Supich and McElroy leading the charge. They voted against that issue. So the whole bunch of bishops had to compromise to accommodate the dissenters. I'm telling you what, sometimes I get disgusted with bishops who are more politicians than they are shepherds.
I just said that yesterday on Church Militant when they asked me about that, Steve. And, you know, Bishop Strickland, who's going to be on right after this show, everybody, from the
Bravo, title, Bishop Strickland.
Amen. And he said the same thing when he told me on this show, he said, I wonder if my brother bishops have lost the sense of the supernatural when 68 of those guys can vote not pro-life for, you know, so his point is the whole church, we need to get the supernatural back in, including our bishops. So you're not the only one, you know, complaining about our brother bishops. We have Bishop Strickland on every Tuesday here, folks. So those who don't know about it, go to our website, go to our YouTube channel, Virgin Most Powerful. Listen to a bishop who's straight talk like Steve Ray, like Jesse Romero and myself. Steve Ray, I just want to thank you. We're coming up to a break. What's on your CatholicConvert.com? I want to take a minute, tell people about your travels too, because I want people to support what you're doing.
Well, thank you. I've got 8 trips next year. We normally do 11, but I made it down to 8 because I'm not going to do any the first couple months. I'm waiting for everything to calm down. But we have 5 trips to the Holy Land next year.
Good.
And we have a St. Paul cruise, following all the footprints of St. Paul through the Mediterranean. We're going to Ireland and Lourdes and Fatima. So we have 8 trips. Go to CatholicConvert.com. Go join us. And I'm putting up stuff on my blog every day about the election and about all the other issues we deal with. And God bless you guys. Hey, Jesse, it's the first time I've been on with you on for a while. So I just want to say it's good to see you. It's good to hear you. And keep up the good work, brother.
Thanks, partner. God bless you.
God bless you, Steve. And, you know, Jesse is so, he's on fire. He's running up and down the country like you have in the past, but I can't keep the guy down. And I'm going to tell you, God bless his energy level. He makes me look lethargic, and I mean that.
Well, he's still a young man.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah. He's going to be 60 before we know it, right, Jess? You're pushing it.
Right around the corner.
Yep.
Hey, I'll be 66 next month.
Well, God love you, brother. Yeah. Steve Ray, CatholicConvert.com. You're always welcomed on the Terry and Jesse Show. Thanks for joining.
God bless you.
You bet.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, up next, we're going to talk about the lawyers preparing for a long Trump-Biden fight in Pennsylvania and much, much more. We're going to talk about some nuns later in the show that were at a Trump rally. I love it. They said it's our joyful duty to support an anti-abortion president like President Trump. We'll be back with much more to inspire you to fall deeper in love with Jesus and his church.
A great man once said that evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. But you and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. We're at war with the most dangerous enemy that has ever faced mankind in his long climb from the swamp to the stars. And it's been said if we lose this war, and in so doing lose this great way of freedom of ours, history will report with the greatest astonishment that those that had the most to lose did the least to prevent it from happening. Well, I think it's high time now that we ask ourselves if we still even know the freedoms that were intended for us by our founding fathers. Every generation of Americans needs to know that freedom exists, not to do what you like, but having the right to do what you ought. You weren't made to fit in, my brothers and sisters. You are born to stand out. Set yourself apart from this corrupt generation. Be saints. God bless you.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Catholics, let's spend the rest of the day going to adoration chapels and storming heaven with prayer for the most pro-life, pro-religious liberty, pro-Catholic friendly president in our lifetime.
Amen.
President Donald Trump. Terry, there's the left, the radical left, there's a group called Shut Down DC.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're planning riots tonight or tomorrow based on the elections, unless Joe Biden wins as president. They say that they're going to have a mass mobilization and they're going to shut down the country if Biden doesn't win. So these American terrorists, these riot and protest instigators, they say that they plan to make sure President Trump leaves the White House by any means necessary after today. And according to their website post from the group Shut Down DC, they say the following, quote, "We're making plans to be in the streets before the polls even close, ready to adapt and respond to whatever comes our way." The group, close quote, the group says that on their website. And they also say Trump has shown that he will stop at nothing to maintain his grip on power. Trump will not leave office without mass mobilization and direct action. So they also had that on their website on October 13th. This group, the group linked their protest at the homes of the Trump administration officials. And they tell us that it's in the D.C. area supporters. And their supporters are obviously, you know, same bedfellows. It's going to be at the Black Lives Matter Plaza. I guess there's a
they named plaza. It. Yeah, there is.
Unbelievable. Yes. On election night, they're supposed to meet there, the group on Black Lives Matter Plaza. I'll make sure I never go there.
Me too.
And they said that they're going to go there to create serious disruption if Trump really tries to steal the election.
Unbelievable.
And so the Black Lives Matter Plaza, this is the site of repeated anti-Trump summer rioting and the defacement of the historic St. John's Church one block away from the White House. And on one of the pages of Shutdown DC, they sketch out their plans for election night, which is tonight and immediately following. And the group says that they're going to do whatever it takes. I'm looking right at their website here. It says November 3rd, celebration of resistance in Black Lives Matter Plaza. First bullet. We start this phase of the election season strong and in the streets. Second bullet, November 4th to 7th, responding to the key coup attempt. Third bullet, continue to mobilize large numbers for marches and other actions. Fourth bullet, this would be a good time for affinity groups to plan disruptive actions. Who are the affinity groups? Black Lives Matter and Antifa. To respond to scenarios they are particularly concerned about. And then it says, note, it appears that some national organizations will be calling for national marches on November 7th. Fifth bullet, November 8th, it says, no more business as usual. The lame duck Congress is planning to try to return in the week of November 8th. Last bullet, we can't have business as usual while we're having a coup. This is a great time for affinity groups to plan actions to prevent Congress from returning. So they physically want to block Congress from coming back in to do their job, Terry. They want to shut down the Washington government.
And I hope and pray the police and military will have a proportionate measure, which means shut them down because of their illegal actions. You know, Jesse, I met with an FBI agent today after Mass, and he tells me exactly what you just said. They're ready for this type of action. They're putting the guys in. I heard from the L.A. Sheriff's Department, the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department, saying that they're not going to take anything If you're peacefully doing it, fine. But if you start doing looting, we're going to arrest you on the spot. There's not going to be any leniency. And I think that that's what's needed. Now, Jess, you've been a cop over 20 years. Have you ever had it where they tell you to step down and not do anything when people are committing crimes? Have you ever had what's that like?
It's never happened when I was on the sheriff's department, but it's since I've left, it's happened several times, and I've seen it on television.
What does that do to the agent, to the policeman?
It demoralizes them. It makes them want to quit. That's why a lot of them are just quitting and going into opting out for other jobs.
Yeah.
Morale goes down. If morale goes down, you know what cops do? They don't do nothing. They go to work, put on their uniform, they sit in the car, and they don't. And people
proactive.
Are committing crimes all around them.
Yeah.
And they're not going to do nothing. They're going to answer their calls. They're going to do the bare minimum.
Limited.
They'll write reports for burglaries and thefts and stuff. But they're not going to go out there and risk their career because they know that if they have to go hands on, they know that right now we have a very anti-police, law enforcement movement going on, which is backed by one of the major parties, the Democrats. And so cops are just basically sitting on their hands in police cars, not doing nothing.
So, Jesse, if this happens, what we're saying, and these kinds of things happen at night, and the police actually start arresting people, do you think that this is going to get out of hand, or do you think that they could nip it in the bud from your law enforcement?
I think if President Trump wins, law enforcement knows that President Trump is pro-law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
I think they will be proactive. I think the chiefs and sheriffs will be proactive, and they're going to say, yep, go out there, and they're going to basically just unload. What I mean by that is they're going to use a proportion for necessary for aggressors.
Which they need to do.
Yeah, which that's unloading. Now, because the police know that President Trump is pro-law enforcement, and I think they're going to be energized if he wins tonight, and they're going to say, yep, we're not letting these people take over these cities. We get paid to take care. So I think we're going to see a surprising, strong reaction if President Trump wins tonight.
Well, that's good to know, and we'll keep praying for that.
Yeah.
But Jess, getting back to all these nefarious things that are going on with groups that are trying to undermine our democracy.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to
do. Really, that's and so it seems to me, and I'm just saying, the common guy I think that, and this is my take, if these people try to go into the suburbs and start, you know, doing bad things to people in their homes, I think people will respond proportionately, and they're going to find out that America is not open for socialism or communism and that we want this stopped in the bud. I think this is a monumental moment for America today, Jess. That's my take.
Yep, I'm completely with you, Terry. Tonight we're going to see what this country's made of,
yep.
And we're going to. But what I actually think, Terry, I think there's going to be. Think about an ice glacier like in Alaska.
Okay,
and we see the tip of the ice glacier that sticks out of the water, and there's a huge, huge, huge chunk of ice underneath into the ocean that goes all the way down, sometimes all the way down to the ocean floor. Here's what I see happening. Everything underneath the top, that's the silent majority that's going to come out today. That's coming out today.
Yeah.
And the only thing you see is the tip. You see those rabble rousers, those people that are just loud and boisterous. That's the tip of the iceberg. That's the left. Underneath, you're going to see a silent majority that wants to be left alone, but they're sick and tired of walking around with a mask, and they're sick and tired of these lockdowns, and they see the country slipping into socialism.
Well said. And don't forget, Jesse made that pitch, and I will too. We have Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon here at Sacred Heart Chapel, which is our chapel for Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Come and join us and pray before the Blessed Sacrament. Because remember, it's impossible to measure the spiritual benefits and graces granted to those who spend time in the presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And as members of the Church, the mystical body of Christ, our actions and prayers will bear fruit. Every devout reception of Holy Communion, every good confession, every prayer has a positive ramification for the whole church. This is the supernatural outlook that we need to bring back into our church to realize that we can be part of the solution.
Correct. And the article continues talking about the way this group, they're using social media, obviously, to try to gin up their numbers, mm-hmm. and they're trying to reach out to other anarchists out there,
right.
like Black Lives Matter and Antifa. These guys call themselves Shut Down DC. That's what they're called, this group, Shut Down DC. But they have allies. And the article says, what kinds of actions these might be are stated in a strategic framework for action following the 2020 election that sketches out their plans. This is, you know, this new anarchist group called Shut Down DC. Mm-hmm. So their anarchist plans are rioting, attacking American institutions and life until Biden is installed as president. And this group, Shut Down DC, claims that if Trump declares victory, that will mark the start of the coup. In other words, this overthrow, this by force. That's what a coup means.
Yep.
An overthrow by force by the opposition using force and violence. The article says at some point in the days following the election, Trump will almost certainly either attempt to declare outright victory or attempt to invalidate the results of the election. That is the start of the coup, it claims. This group, DC, they're called Shut Down DC.
Right.
So it says, the article says, Trump can only seize power if the world believes that he has the power. This is right from their website. Mm-hmm. That's why we're starting the phase of the election in the streets. We need to show that we're ungovernable. Notice that? Yep. These young anarchists from Shut Down DC, who are, by the way, they're also friends with Black Lives Matter. They're friends with Antifa. They're telling us right now. They're saying, we're ungovernable, which means we're not going to listen to anything the government says or the police. I mean, so they're throwing down the gauntlet right now. This is pretty clear.
And go ahead, Jesse. Terry. No, I just want to say, Jesse, they're throwing the gauntlet down, but we need to throw the gauntlet down, the force of
right,
full force
right
of the law that says yep. You can't. Look, for example, on its Facebook page, the group recently posted a picture of a mob arriving at Senator Lindsey Graham's house at 6 a.m. to harass him for following the Constitution. In a picture, one of the protest signs read, "We can't sleep, so neither should you sleep." Now, preventing Donald Trump from stealing the election, remaining in office, is likely to take mass sustained disruptive movements all over the country, the group said on its website, posted October 7th. Jesse, the kind of action they're taking, it's just simple to me. We arrest
them.
These
are pagan animals, Terry.
Yes.
Pagan animals that have no faith component, because a person of faith doesn't act like this.
Well,
a person of faith doesn't block traffic at major
right.
intersections, at bridges. They don't shut down the government office buildings. They don't block the White House, Terry. These are pagans.
Jesse, we didn't do it when 2012, when Obama got his second term. You know what? We didn't do any of this stuff. That's because the right has morals, the left, no morals. We'll be back with more on the Terry and Jesse Show.
Jesus said in Luke 17, "When you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have only done our duty.'" According to St. John of the Cross, God is pleased with the little deeds we do in secret. He takes more pleasure in these than in a multitude of grand works that we may do out of the desire to be seen by others. May God help us to do the things that please Him, and not just to appear great in the eyes of others.
Baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before, at conception.
That's right, every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Blue Collar Catholic Radio, Straight Talk Catholicism, the Terry and Jesse Show. If you like what you hear, then like us and share this program. Share it with others. Hit the subscribe button, and you can hit the bell to be notified and share this show when it comes, or any other show on Virgin Most Powerful, which I believe you're going to hear nothing but straight talk Catholicism all the way down the line.
Hey, Jesse, before we go on about the sisters, I want to mention something about the CDC. And this was on LifeSite News. People just read it. This was always about an election. CDC says people with the coronavirus can break quarantine to go vote. And I like what Abby Johnson said. She said, wait a minute. The CDC just said that if you actively have the coronavirus and are in quarantine, you can still go out and vote. This is further proof that this has always been about the election. I just wanted to bring that up because it's a double standard, Jesse. You know that. We can't go into our churches. We can go buy marijuana. This has got to stop. I'm in California, Jess, and they're still trying to close our churches. We can't pray. This is not right. So anyhow, I just thought I'd throw that in. Continue.
Here's what's going to happen, Terry. If President Trump wins,
our churches are going to be opened up.
They're fighting him, but you're going to see things are going to be opening up more and more.
That's right.
Because he's going to use the force of his office to push things through.
Yep.
And he leads by example. I mean, this guy came back like Lazarus from the dead after about 3 or 4 days in the hospital. And so he's showing that 99.5% of the people survived
I love the
coronavirus. Yeah, they should just call him President Lazarus. and now, if Biden wins, here's what the left, because the left's controlling this virus.
Yeah.
They're the ones that, with their buddies, the communists, they're the ones that unleashed it upon the world. And it was strategic for this election to try to destroy the economy and get rid of President Trump. If the left wins today, if Biden wins and Harris, what's going to happen is all of a sudden you're going to hear within a week or two, all the mainstream media is going to say, oh, hey, the virus is gone. Hey, you could take your masks off. Hey, people could go back to school, open up the gyms. Wow, wouldn't you know it? President Biden, God forbid, Biden becomes president, and all of a sudden, everything is just like back to normal. That's what they're going to do, Terry, to try to show, like, wow, see, he is the solution. But if President Trump wins tonight, which I think he is, they're going to continue perpetuating this. They're going to unleash a second and a third strand. Watch.
Well, Jesse, let me just ask you this. If there was never a coronavirus, Wahoo, the Chinese virus, if this never had taken place 9 months ago, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think Biden would have any chance to beat Trump when he had the highest economy going? Most people were working. Things were humming along. What do you think the chances of Biden beating Trump without the virus?
0%.
Absolutely correct.
I'll tell you why. Because if you look at all elections, you know who always makes it to the White House?
Yeah.
The person that...
The economy, dude.
The person that has the best plan or the best handle for the economy.
Exactly.
That's the most Americans
always
say,
been the case.
Americans say, I want to work. I want to work. That's what they want. Leave me alone. I want to work. And President Trump, Terry, he had a record growth in jobs and in the economy, unlike any other president. He would have smashed his opposition. They had to do this to try to slow him down.
That's correct. Jesse, what about these nuns that were going to Trump rallies? We saw pictures of them with their face masks, Trump 2020. What's
praying
the story
the
on that? I love it.
They're right behind them. And several Trump rallies I've seen already, nuns behind President Trump. Full habit. The only ones that go
are full habit. No,
the ones that are not, that are no habit, they're on Biden buses. And yeah, they're also supporting Planned Parenthood.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, full habited nuns are that's, it's a common view. It's a common sight in Trump and full habited priests too. I've seen some of the Trump rallies. They come up to me. They go, "Jess, I'm glad you're going to do the prayer." I said, "Father, you should do." He goes, "Oh, no. You'll say stuff that I'm not going to say. So go ahead and go up there." But the fact is, Terry, I'll tell you why a lot of these full habited nuns are coming out. And they're just saying that we're openly voting for President Trump. It's the issue of abortion.
Yeah,
that's the deal breaker for an Orthodox Catholic nun. You know, they're not going to, scream too much about all the other policy issues. You know, they're not going to scream too much about that large taxes or, standing up to China or building a wall. That their issue is the sanctity of human life, and full habited nuns without apology are pro-life. And they've seen that this is the most pro-life president in the history of our country. And his record on the pro-life issue, Terry, is excellent, excellent. And that's why nuns are coming out and basically just publicly voicing their support for him.
Well, that makes sense because, liberals will always vote liberal. I mean, that's how it works. And conservatives will always vote to be conservative. Jesse, let me just take you, because this is our last broadcast before we know the results of today's election.
Yeah, correct.
What other advice would you give our listeners, spiritual advice and also concrete advice? What do we need to do in the last, today? What's our game plan right now?
Everybody read Psalm 91 today and read it slowly and you're going to see wow, everything that I need to know about if President Trump wins or Joe Biden wins, everything's contained right here. If I stay close to God, I'm going to be protected from evil, and God's going to shelter you. Also, I would recommend read Psalm 23. Everybody read Psalm 23. If you start getting stressed out today, if you start losing hope, if you start having anxiety, Psalm 23 and Psalm 91. Those psalms will show you that God is in control, that we're not alone, no matter if we think we're alone. And some people may be going through the dark night of the soul, but God is with you even at that moment, mm-hmm. and that he's going to be our protector, our father. His rod and his staff are going to comfort us. And also, so Psalm 23 and Psalm 91 are going to give you all God's wisdom in the soul and in your intellect that you need to know so that you don't have a meltdown today, whatever happens at the end of the evening. And also, here's one last thing that brings comfort to me, Terry. Is Psalm chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, that psalm tells us that God laughs at wicked people. So I'm just telling you right now, you think wicked people are getting away with everything right
nope.
now? No, they're not. Look at what it says. Psalm chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. Here's what it says. Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain against me? The kings of the earth, we could say presidents, set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed. So notice, I think about the United Nations, Bill Gates, George Soros, the communists, the globalists, the New World Order, the Masons. That's what I'm thinking about the world rulers right now in this verse. Then it says, verse 3, the Lord says, let us burst their bonds asunder and cast their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens, that's God the Trinity, the Lord has them in derision. In other words, God looks at evil rulers mm-hmm. with disrespect. He looks at the evil rulers in the world with disrespect. That's what derision means. And then verse 5 says, then he, God, will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury. So God right now, my brothers and sisters, he's sitting up there. He's laughing at evil people. He's laughing at evil people. Why? Because he's going to unload on them one day. He is. It's called their particular judgment.
Yep.
And it actually says in verse 9, you shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Yep. All these, earth movers, Hitler, Stalin, Pol Pot, these people right now, God was laughing at their wickedness, laughing at them, and they had their day in court. And I'm going to tell you, if they did not repent, God smashed them to pieces like a rod of iron.
And Jesse, I want to also add, because it's the month of November, yesterday I did a whole show on the souls in purgatory and indulgences. Don't forget, from November 1st to the 8th, the faithful can gain a plenary indulgence for the souls in purgatory by visiting a cemetery and praying for the dead. You'll hear about, if you want to get to the old podcast from yesterday, I give a whole teaching on how to avoid purgatory. Yeah, give 8 points on that. Why? Because this is the month that we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Don't forget them, and don't forget that when you help a poor soul get out of purgatory, that soul will be praying for you. You will have many friends in heaven. Just think about that next time you can make a sacrifice for the poor souls in purgatory. Jesse, also the 5 points of David regarding the five stones. We want people to pray the rosary. You're not on the team. We want you to get to confession. If within 30 days, you should be going to confession at least every 30 days or more. You should also be reading the Bible. You should be visiting Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Remember, mm-hmm. our chapel is open at 2 o'clock today for adoration, and we pray for our country and for our leaders. And also read that Bible. We try to do that every day here on the Terry and Jesse Show. And don't forget this, that Our Lady said souls are going to hell because no one is there to pray and make sacrifices. We need to suit up right now like never before, Jess.
Suit up, vote pro-life so that you can have eternal life. And just know, like Saint Jesus, our Lord told St. Faustina, mm-hmm. Know that you're on a great stage.
Yeah.
All heaven and earth are watching you right now. Yeah. Fight like a knight so I can reward you. And don't be fearful because you are not alone. Remember that. You are not alone. God is with us. Read Psalm 23 today in the afternoon.
Amen.
And in the evening. Read Psalm 91 today in the afternoon and in the evening. What is the Bible? St. Augustine says, God's love letters to us. Let God give you that assurance that we are protected, that he's with us, that he's got our back, that he's our Father. No matter what happens, no matter who gets voted into office, God is still on the throne. And if you want to see the amazing power of God, read Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah sees God in heaven, and he sees God high and lifted up on a throne with a long robe around him, a train, and angels worshiping him day and night. When you look at Isaiah chapter 6 and look at the majesty and the sovereignty of God, you're not going to fear any man. You're going to say, yep, that's the only person I fear.
Amen.
God alone.
Up next is Bishop Joseph Strickland from the Tyler Diocese. Straight talking bishop. You want to be inspired, get to him. If you can't get it on your station, go to our YouTube channel or our app. Go to just virginmostpowerfulradio.org. Jess, last time before the election day, is what state should we be living in?
State of grace. Don't live in a state of mortal sin. Don't live in a state of liberalism or progressivism. Live in a state of orthodoxy.
Amen.
And conservative traditional thought. And that is, we vote pro-life because we want eternal life. If you vote pro-death, you'll have eternal damnation if you don't repent.
Remember, our Pope St. John Paul II said that a government that legalizes abortion is a tyrant state. Don't be part of a tyrant state. Be part of a pro-life state. Get out there and vote pro-life. May God richly bless you and your family. And thanks for supporting us here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. God love you and your family.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.